tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Survivor! Welcome to Survivor Second Chance. This is episode 9, which is Coven. I'm Paige Bonanno. I'm your host. You guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Paige Bonanno. Unfortunately, we're missing our Survivor historian today, James. He had another commitment, but he will be back with us next week. No worries there. But we are joined today by the lovely Monica Padilla from Survivor joining us again. So, Monica, where can they find you?
Monica Padilla 7 on Twitter and Instagram and on Facebook. But I think I'm at my friend limit on Facebook.
Uh-oh.
There's a fan page out there somewhere.
Don't. You can like it, but, you know, don't send their credit.
All right, and I'm Susanna Kim. You can find me on Twitter at Susanna_Kim, on Instagram at Susanna Kim.
All right, well, we're so excited to have you guys today. First of all, this episode was crazy. You know, I saw a lot of people are kind of upset with what's going on Survivor now after Wigglesworth was voted out. So, I mean, overall, what did you guys think of the episode?
It was crazy.
Oh, it was a lot to follow.
Yeah.
It was a lot to follow. It was a fun episode. I think it's one of the best episodes yet.
Right.
Yeah. I think it's up there.
Yeah, I think so, too. There was, like, a lot going on the entire time. We had, like, a Survivor blowout at the challenge, and then we get a blindside with Wigglesworth. It's just a lot of craziness.
Jeremy getting an idol. A lot of firsts.
Oh, my God. Jeremy getting a second idol.
Firsts, yeah, just all kinds of
stuff. We'll get into that for sure. But so basically, we'll dive into the episode. We start off right away. You know, we see everyone's chit-chatting about the idols because obviously we saw Kelly Wentworth pulled hers out last time and just went crazy with it. And everyone was super excited about that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, everyone's like, where are the idols? Where are the idols? Going around looking for them. You know, and then Wentworth kind of goes into what happened to her last episode. She's like, you know, sorry I went a little overboard, but I did feel betrayed by you guys a little bit, you know, mm-hmm. and saying that, you know, she feels like she's made a lot of progress and everything. So, like, what did you think about Kelly Wentworth's second chance so far?
Yeah. I love her.
Badass.
She's so great.
Yeah.
She's been so fun to watch. I'm really proud of her for really stepping up her game on this second chance mm-hmm. and just killing it. Mm-hmm. And I just think she's so cute. She comes back to camp and she just puts it out there and her confessional was great.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Kelly Wentworth and I just, what did she say? I just idled Andrew Savage.
Yes. Yeah. Like, get it. I mean, she's on the bottom. Mm-hmm. She wasn't on the original Bion tribe and she's just killing it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then we saw, obviously, not as many people wanted her to go home this time.
Yeah, so. And that's the epitome of a second chance. I mean, because in her season, we really didn't get much of her. In her, you know, in her original mm-hmm. season, she got voted out so early. So really, we're getting a lot from her. We're getting gameplay. It's amazing.
Yeah, absolutely, for sure. So then we kind of hear, you know, everybody talking a little bit about what's going on with the alliances here and there. And they talk about, you know, needing to break up the little witches coven that's going on. You know, that's what Kimmy said. And you kind of said, Monica, earlier, you're like, what's Kimmy's deal with
working on women so bad? It's like, I mean, I get it. I'm a guy's girl to an extent.
Same.
But why, I mean, why is she just so set on breaking that up? Why not keep her options open
right.
and keep those relationships open? Because you never know who's going to get blindsided.
Yeah.
And if she's going to end up on the bottom. So I just don't understand. Like, if the women are working together, why work against them?
Right.
Just be their friend and see where it takes you.
So the only one that she's really lined up with is Wigglesworth, right?
Which, hello. I mean, she wanted to get Wigglesworth out from the beginning.
Exactly.
And all of a sudden, she's making a sad face for Wigglesworth.
Right.
I mean, come on.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I thought that was a little weird, too. Like, does she... Maybe she just doesn't get along with them that much, but I mean, you kind of saw the wrath of Kimmy.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know where it comes from. I don't understand what it is that she has against women and why she's working against that.
Right.
It's just crazy.
Maybe she feels more protected, like with the guys or something.
Right.
With like Joe and Jeremy. I don't know.
Did they leave her like on the outs or anything? Like those three girls in particular?
No, I don't think so. I mean, maybe she just has a weird history with women.
Yeah.
I mean, I know she's in like a motorcycle clan thing that she does.
Does she?
And so I don't know if that just makes her more of like part of the guys.
That could be
I don't know.
Yeah, who knows? But so then Steven goes a little more into depth with, you know, the witches here, and he says that Abby's Boyle because she's hot-headed, Sierra's Toil because she's like, let's make a move, and Wentworth is Trouble, you know, bringing out all these idols and everything, mm-hmm. and he's like, where am I? Where, when are they going to make me the potion that's right? So we like are foreshadowing right away. Steven trying to like work with them, even though last episode we saw Steven was on the top. Like they, Sierra said that at Tribal, she was like, Steven's one of the top players, but now we see him turning around.
Yeah. I mean, I think he just, he's being smart. He sees it as an opportunity. Mm-hmm. You know, these three girls are at the bottom. Why not use, you know, sort of, you know, like the under people, you know, the servants, as you will, you know, like to kind of help boost your way to the top. Right. Yeah, I think it's smart.
I mean, everyone knows you can't play this game without making a big move to win. I mean, you can make it to the end, but if you can't look back and say, I did this, 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 and this, and you just kind of followed along, you're not going to win over a jury by doing that. So,
and that's actually,
I think
like,
that's where Steven's mindset is. Yeah. I need to make some moves, and I need to ensure my path to the end.
Yeah, building his resume.
Whole time, he's been talking about making big moves. But I feel like that big move, he was more inclined to, like, doing it to Joe, but then he was just like, okay, we'll do Wigglesworth because Joe got
Joe's just winning everything.
You know, so that's why I'm not sure. Like, I understand the big move against Joe, but, like, why didn't he just, like, line up with the rest of the people that he was with before? Like, why did he still side with the girls? Right. Is that making sense?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's like, you know, Monica said he's just trying to make a big move, you know? Trying to, I don't know, just do something out of the ordinary, shake up the game. Kind of like what Sierra's been, you know, hinting at. Like, hey, play the game. Mm-hmm. Make a big move, you know? Mm-hmm. I think he's just trying to play into that. And, I mean, that will totally win him points in the end. Because I think up to this point, before I saw this gameplay, I don't think I really saw him as much of a threat or as, like, you know, anyone that might get to the end. But
yeah,
now
no,
it's like,
I didn't either.
What? Maybe you will, you know? Like,
I mean, he's killing it now.
Yeah,
more than one aspect this episode.
Dang, yeah. All right, Steven, good job. Good job. So then we kind of dive into a lot with Jeremy in this episode, too. You know, from the beginning, we're hearing a lot from him, and we kind of hear him saying, you know, he's screwed now that Savage is gone, and, you know, he kind of has Steven to protect him, but he's not sure what's going on. Like, do you guys think that everyone's going to be gunning for Jeremy now? Like, is that what he's thinking? Like, everyone's gunning for him.
I think everyone eventually wants to gun for Jeremy, but they just keep waiting on it and waiting on it and waiting on it. So they keep saying, yeah, eventually, but they like Jeremy. Jeremy's very likable. Mm-hmm. He's cool to hang with at camp. He's a definite threat in this game, and I think everyone sees it, but they're just waiting to make that move, and I just hope they make it quick. Because, I mean, it was said, and who was it that said in the episode? They're like, if you sit next to Jeremy
Sarah.
In the end,
exactly.
It's like, obviously, I mean, it's insane.
Yeah, she's like, I promise to God that you won't win.
Exactly. Exactly. And he's been playing it really smart. I mean, he doesn't, like, he's been trying to keep Joe around, you know. I think right now we kind of just group him into, the alpha males. Mm. But really when you break down the people that are easily going to go home, like Joe, and, you know, like, he's going to be the one that can kind of sway people into the, you know, oh, I'm a firefighter, my wife's pregnant, maybe he might drop that bomb, I found two idols, who else has done that, you know, like, you know what I mean?
Who else has done that?
Right?
Dangerous.
Like, he's getting
dangerous.
It.
They gotta get him out of there.
Right, yeah. Right away, he's like, I gotta find idol number two, I gotta find...
Yeah.
How many
who
idols...
Even thinks to do that?
That's what
you
I'm saying.
Have one.
I wouldn't, I'd be like, I'm sitting pretty, like,
you
I don't even need
one.
To look for anyone.
Right?
How many idols are there out there, though? Like, how many can you possibly, like... I just don't even know how many are actually there. Like, how many could you possibly find? Like, how many do
there's usually have? Two that are out there in play. I mean, I don't know. That just seems to be the pattern that I can see. But you never know. They can do whatever they want.
Yeah,
so.
So there's two, but then now there's a third, but there could potentially be more.
Nah.
Or you don't think there will be more?
I think there could be more. Yeah, I mean, I think you never really know, especially with the season, with them trying to, you know, change things. And it kind of seemed like in the preview they were doing something you know, different again with, you know, holding your own fate and I don't know.
Oh,
I just,
yeah.
I think
all
usually
things
two in play.
Right.
And so once one gets played,
I see.
They
put
it back
they introduce
in.
Another
so,
one.
Gotcha. You know what I mean? Even though we've seen three different idols to this point, the minute one gets played, they put another one back in play.
Okay, yeah, that makes a lot more sense. Okay, so now we have two in play. Jeremy has them both, and now we probably won't have another one.
Probably.
Ridiculous. Exactly.
That's
probably
what I miss. But, I mean,
right.
You never
we
know.
Never.
I know that there's a ton of twists this season.
Yeah, but no, that's a good point. So then also, you know, Joe's talking about how he needs the idol. It's absolutely crucial to him to be able to stay because if he doesn't win immunity, he's out. And then we see Abby, like, she has to go to the bathroom. She goes up to Joe.
With her spy music.
Right, with her spy music. Yeah, I'm like, this is intense. And she goes, you know, I need to use the bathroom. He's like, oh, right here? And she's like, yeah, I'll be done. Okay, okay. So she goes away. Then she goes, oh, Joe knows he's in trouble and I love it. And then she goes up to Wentworth and is like, so, I found Joe desperately looking for the idol. Like, Joe was not really that desperate. Like, he was just kind of, like, picking her on. And she made it so dramatic. I'm like, typical Abby Maria.
But I mean, it's true. But everyone is kind of desperate. Yeah, it's funny to see everyone searching. It's great because everyone just seemed so relaxed in the beginning of this game. And now it's game on. Like, get it together.
People like didn't even think that there were any idols that had been found. They were like, I wonder if they're even putting idols out here this season.
Oh, yeah.
Is what they said at the beginning.
But now that they see Kelly out of nowhere, they're like, oh, there's a fire under my ass. Like, let me go find an idol.
Yeah. And we see like Tasha and Keith looking for them together. So like if one of them found it, that's kind of like a weird dynamic, I guess.
But I know.
Anyways, so then we move into the reward challenge. Okay. And so basically they're doing these wooden poles with a staircase, solving puzzles with the numbers. We saw this in Brains versus Bronze versus Beauty. And so Tasha and Spencer had both played this before. And so basically we have, okay, so we have the green team and we have the purple team. Mm-hmm. Green team, Keith, Wigglesworth, Wentworth, Jeremy, and Kimmy. Purple team, Joe, Sierra, Spencer, Steven, and Tasha. And this was basically the biggest blowout in Survivor history. Like, they did not even catch up, the green team to the purple team.
Oh, yeah, not at all.
So, what did you guys think about the challenge? I mean, also,
let's talk about Abby sitting out.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Okay. Sitting in the corner.
Got benched.
I know. Yeah, well, because Monica's originally said when we were watching, she's like, oh, it's got to be Sierra.
Well, she always sits out.
She always sits out. She always sits out.
People that are the least threats or who you don't want on your tribe or on your team for a challenge. And, I mean, I love Steven, but I mean,
I know.
Would you want Steven and Sierra who always sits out? Not really.
Exactly.
I'm surprised that they left Abby out.
Right. True. No, definitely. I mean, yeah, I wasn't like, I wasn't like 100% surprised at the time, but now that you explain it like that, it makes sense. Like, I probably would have chose her over a couple other people.
Well, then the other thing, too, is I remember on our season, there was one episode, it was for the reward challenge, and Natalie White was left on the outs.
Okay.
And she was given the opportunity to choose which team she wanted to be on. Ooh. And if she chose the right one, then she would get to go on the reward.
Sure.
And she didn't.
she chose the wrong one.
She didn't get to go on. So I thought for sure, oh, okay, so Abby's going to get to choose the right one, but no,
she didn't even get a
she's never even got a chance.
Shoot. Yeah, that's rough. Pretty rough.
Yeah.
But, so then basically, you know, the reward is the Survivor Spa. So we get the shower, the massage, they get to eat spa foods and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So that was a pretty good reward. But, of course, then we see right away when we're talking about they're eating food, having a great time, and then Sierra instantly brings up game strategy again.
Yeah.
Constantly. It's like, so are we going to talk about food or are we going to talk about strategy?
Yeah.
It's like, no one else is like even, I understand the fact that you're at reward, but like, it's always Sierra that brings it up. Mm-hmm. Every time. She's always stirring stuff up.
And the way she says it too, like, I feel like, you know, you could see it in kind of a, you know, a mm-hmm. sweeter way, you know, but she's like a little aggressive. Like, hey, so are we going to talk about this or just food? Like, what? Or, well, let's enjoy the food, but while we enjoy this, you know what I mean? Like,
And she's basically saying, as everybody knows, I'm on the outs. You know, I'm basically going to do whatever it takes to gain your guys' trust to work with you, which was exactly pretty much the same speech as she said last time. Mm-hmm. So I don't really know. But, you know, and then we hear this conversation where we talked about earlier, you know, I promise to God that if you guys take Jeremy to the end, you know, you're not going to win.
Right.
And everybody's looking at her like, she knows everything. Like, it's like, she's God. Like, tell us more, Sierra. Like, what else? And I'm like, everyone, like, thinks that she's that inclined that they all need to listen to her? Is that just me? That
was I think it is? I think that people don't want to share their opinion on the matter because then they will be the person that's targeted
that they're gunning for.
Saying,
exactly.
Okay, I think Jeremy's a threat or I think Tasha's a threat or whatever. So they say, okay, go on, Sierra. So then they can see who agrees. They can kind of go, well, you know, I could see that. But they don't actually say it.
Right,
you know, exactly. They don't actually draw the line on the sand and figure out which side they're on.
Right.
Right.
So I think everyone's kind of playing coy and she's just like, look, I'm already on the bottom, so I might as well tell it like it is.
She's like, I'm just going to say it because I'm the queen of just saying things. And you're right, because Tasha was the only one that even said anything and she was just like, okay, so what do you think about this? What do you think about this? But she never really like went into depth. Obviously, Joe never said anything.
She kind of agreed. She's like, oh, okay, yeah, you're right. I think Wigglesworth kind of,
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Typical. But, yeah, so then after this, you know, we see Jeremy with a lot of foreshadowing here. You know, he's saying, this was the worst day ever. This was literally a waste of a day to me, a complete waste. And then we see, you know, he's like, I'm going to look for a second idol. I'm going to keep going here. And then he finds a second idol. Like, what are the chances of that? Do you think, you know how, like, we talk about, you know, maybe sometimes, like, producers and just, like, the Survivor gods and whatnot. Like, what do you think about that? You think that's really legit?
That's on you. I mean, I'm as far as him even going after it, just I'm so proud of him, you know?
Right.
I mean, it can kind of be seen as a little maybe greedy, but no, that's freaking
you
smart.
You can't, you have to be, you know, greedy. What
I
mean? Yeah.
Like, I think it really is karma for Val, because on Val's season, she so did good. Claim to have two idols, and now her man does.
Yeah,
have two
exactly,
idols.
Exactly.
So to that extent, I'm really proud of it.
Yeah.
I think it's really cool. Who's had two idols in their possession like that? And nobody knows. He's keeping it on the low. It's really,
he's
it's
right.
ridiculous.
He's doing such a good job. He went to go look for it when everybody, because everybody else was at the reward challenge, the other team, and then his team was kind of sitting around talking and everything, and then he went off on his own, like, nobody wondered where he was. They're just like, eh.
Yeah, I guess not. I don't know.
I think
everyone's searching for idols at this point.
Yeah.
So.
But they were all, like, sitting together. And I'm like, he just, like, left. He didn't even try to, like, cover it up.
I mean, yeah. It's just insane.
Yeah. Right. But, yeah. So, anyways, so he finds the idol that says, basically, follow the map, go to the lantern at night. You have to go after people fall asleep, you know? And so then he's like, he gets up. He's like, oh, these people are back from the reward. This never happens. Nobody's sitting
it's
around
true.
Campfires.
I'm telling you, it's true. The minute the sun goes down, everyone's like, well,
really?
You know? And it's probably like 6 o'clock, but we don't even know
really?
What time it is.
I don't know.
It's like, night, guys. Time to go to bed. So it's
so
just
it never
hilarious
happens.
That this one time he wants to go out and find this idol, everybody's sitting by the campfire, like,
singing songs,
around camping.
Yeah. Wow, so that never happens. It's just going to bed.
No. I mean, even in Samoa, I remember I was the first one to go to bed. I'm like, night, guys.
Really?
Bye. Time
oh
for
God.
The next day.
What?
For me, I'm like, I'm just closer to the next day. I'm
right,
closer
right.
to 8:39. I just want to go to sleep.
Exactly.
Right, right.
Yeah, just trying to make it every single day. Do you know, like, what time, like, you guys would, like, wake up at all? Or did you literally not have
any
sense
of time? I
think
it was really early.
Right.
It looks
on,
really
right.
dark when you watch it. Mm-hmm. Every time, you know, the episode
sure.
starts and it shows. But for us, it doesn't look that dark. It just seems like, you know, early morning.
Exactly.
But, so it must be, like, 6 o'clock in the morning, I'm assuming.
Wow, yeah.
Because the minute the sun comes up, that's, like, your alarm. You're like, all right,
right.
well, you know, next day.
Right, sure. Yeah, exactly. And so he's, you know, they're all sitting around the campfire having a good time. He's like, you know what? I'm just going to make a dash for it. I'm just going. I don't even care. So then he goes, finds a necklace. So excited. And it was just such a moment.
Pitch black,
you guys. Pitch black.
Pitch black. Like, I mean, even going to the bathroom at night is so scary.
So he had that little map, I suppose. But, like,
right.
I wouldn't even be able to follow that map. I'd be like, I have no idea where I'm going.
I wouldn't even know where the freaking tree man
right?
was.
Yeah.
Night. Like, is the ocean there?
Oh,
or
yeah.
is the ocean there? Like,
yeah.
hello?
Well, you said also, too, when, you know, the place where he found the idol, or the message for the idol, you said mm-hmm. people are kind of digging around there a lot.
Right. I remember that tree. I remember digging in that
really?
Same tree looking for the idol.
Damn.
And so it looked like a perfect spot for an idol. And I knew other people were digging through it because
mm-hmm.
one day you'd see all these like rocks and shells and then you'd look and go back and it's completely different. You
yeah.
know? So you know people are looking for
well,
idols.
Well, because it wouldn't have been there at that time though anyways though.
No.
Because
yeah.
if the two idols are in play.
And that's
yeah.
the thing. If you've already been searching for idols, you have to have that wherewithal to go back and look in the places where you didn't find it before. And
right.
I assume just because you didn't find it on day 5 that it's not there day 20.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Yeah. And then it was so sweet too, like we said before, like, you know, Jeremy's talking about Val, he's doing this for her, she deserves it more than him. And then it kind of reminded me of earlier episodes, you know, when Jeremy did have the moment where he broke down and started crying and everyone's like, oh, is he really just playing us, like just trying to make it seem like this, you know? And now I feel like this was in a confessional on his own.
Yeah.
Like we really saw the true,
so genuine.
Yeah, it just seems like Jeremy is very genuine and he just like wants to provide for his family and he's just such a sweet guy. I feel
exactly
like.
I mean
he really
hasn't even
is.
Shared with anyone that Val's pregnant yet, you know? He's
mm-hmm.
like yeah, he's just yeah, he seems like a really stand-up guy and mm-hmm. darn, that's totally gonna work for him.
Yeah.
I mean, who wouldn't want their man talking about
I know
that, right?
I
can't
so
imagine
sweet.
How Val feels just watching.
Oh.
I mean, I would be in tears.
Right?
Like, I know.
It's her
really
redemption
sweet.
Now, you know? Like, he's mm-hmm. making his second chance their second chance.
I started crying, like, when he said that. I was like, oh, no.
Yeah, exactly.
But, yeah, so enough with the Jeremy. But anyway,
right.
so we go. So we move into, you know, everyone's kind of scrambling around a little bit still. You know, Joe and Wigglesworth, people are saying that they have the same shared arrogance. You know, they're on the same team.
Right.
They're together. And then, you know, talking about getting them out, Steven's going to the girls, going to the witches, asking them what he can do. Which is funny because, like, you know, the witches are obviously desperate to make a move. And Steven finds this as an opportunity to go and figure it out. So, mm-hmm. you know, basically Sarah tells him, too, you know, in order to save our own asses, we're going to write down whatever the hell you want. Like,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't matter. So that kind of showed.
I love her demeanor there, yeah, too. She's just sitting pretty. She's like, whatever. What do you want to do?
I totally
like, if it were me, I'd be like, oh, yay, okay, awesome, save me. You know? And she's just like, okay. So okay. You're finally ready to make a move? What are you thinking?
She almost knew that, like, it was coming.
Exactly. Her body language, when Steven's talking to her, he's, like, all towards her, like, you know, like, leaning in. She wouldn't even look at him. She was like, yeah. Bring me my grapes. Fan me a little more.
Fan me.
Oh, God.
That's kind of great. Kind of great.
Uh-huh. So after this, we go right into the immunity challenge. You know, they're balancing on these platforms, moving up the intervals and seeing who can stay on the longest. This was also run in Brains versus Beauty versus Bronze. So we see the two different challenges that were run today were from the same season with Tasha and Spencer. So basically now Jeff is like, well, you got a 1 in 10 shot of winning, but I'm going to change the game up a little bit here. So these buoys pop out of the water and basically it's who you have to make the decision right now if you're going to do it. But if you jump in, whoever touches the buoy first, they win
an advantage in the game. Yeah.
So we see Steven and Spencer hop in. Thinking Spencer's gonna win, we're all like, okay. And then
right, I thought Spencer. Was
and then Steven comes out by a millisecond, grabs it.
Good for him.
I'm happy for him.
I was surprised he even went in the water, right? I mean, he doesn't seem to be the one to make those big moves, but man, he is just pulling out all the stops.
Yeah, so good for him. You know, he loses the shot at immunity, but he gets an advantage. So he's really happy about this because he hasn't been doing too much up until this point. So,
which also shows that he's pretty confident knowing that, oh, I'm not going to get voted out. You know, I don't have to win immunity.
Exactly.
You know, that's always a scary something about you.
To give up your immunity.
And that's why Spencer was so scared later at Tribal. He was like, shoot, you know, this, it could have been, and he could have won immunity. It would have been probably him, Abby, and Joe at the end, I would assume. Because Spencer's been pretty good in all the challenges, too. But yeah, so then, you know, we see the other people fall off after we get up, and then it's Keith, Abby, Wigglesworth, and Joe. Exactly. Abby's just unfazed this entire time, looking like a supermodel.
Oh, my God. Hello. It, like, pans up her body.
Like, four times.
Miss Victoria's Secret. Brazilian princess.
I will say.
Her body looks slamming.
Yeah, she looked good. I know. Monica said, like, three times. She's like, oh, look at Abby.
I'm like, slowly becoming a fan of Abby. Yeah. I went to the beginning. I was like, oh, my God, she's scary. Right.
Okay, honestly, like, I don't want to admit this, but, like, I don't hate Abby as much as I used to.
I know.
To be 100% honest, and like, she's kind of grown up.
She's kind of
grown. Are you? Yeah. There you go. Well, I'm sure she's, like, a great person in person, you know, but then, like, you see her on TV and you're like, oh, I want her to be, like, the villain because she's the one that acts most like a villain. But then, like, the more we move forward, I'm like, okay.
There's just something about her, like, her honesty, you know? It's just kind of charming, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, she's not afraid to be herself, which is cool.
Yeah. So then we see, you know, we keep going forward. Everybody falls off except for Joe and Abby. And I was 100% positive that Abby was going to win. I was like, there's no way Joe's winning this again.
I'm really proud of her that she held on for as long as she did.
I know. And it just sucks, though. Because she literally pulled her leg up, and I feel like that was ultimately her demise.
No. Why would you go doing that? I could barely do that in yoga.
Right?
That's what I wrote. Tiny, I was like, little ledge.
I was thinking, yeah, maybe because, like, in yoga, you know, when you, like, pull it up, it's, like, supposed to help you balance better. But, like, it's probably just that movement that just...
Oh, such a bad
move. Yoga saved his butt.
Yoga saved his butt. He was wobbly the whole time, too.
Yes, I was nervous.
And, like Abby said later, she seemed kind of salty. You know, she was like, Joe's going to win every immunity challenge. He's never going to lose. Forever. Yeah. I'm like, oh, my God.
Three back-to-back, though, you guys, right?
Three back-to-back.
He's pulling a mic.
Killing it.
What if he, like, literally never loses?
He wins.
I mean, he wins.
Yeah.
I can
by
see
default.
It.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I kind of hope that happens.
I mean,
it would be
imagine,
fun.
Like,
but...
a Jeremy and Joe showdown at the end.
Oh, my God.
Who do you even vote for at that point?
Probably. Oh, who would you vote for
I
at that
that's
point?
That's what we have to watch.
Let us know in the live chat, you guys. Who would you vote for in that situation if you were on the jury?
And who would be the third?
And who would be the third? Yeah, exactly. Okay, so then after this immunity challenge, obviously Joe gets to necklace, we go back, we see all this chit-chat going on at camp, like always, you know, talking about splitting up the three girls constantly, like that's her only thing that she needs.
It's her mission in life.
Right, it's her mission.
Yeah.
And so then they're talking about having, you know, the five guys, three girls, and they want to split the vote between Sierra and Wentworth. So basically, like, I don't think they threw Abby in there because they don't think she's a threat. Is that what we're thinking?
Pretty much, yeah. Well, I think anyone wants to
see Sierra and Wentworth
end.
Are more...
right? Exactly.
Yeah. And they said, like, Wentworth is more, like, strategic. She's better at the game. They want her out.
She's building her survival.
She's building her resume.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of funny.
Yeah. Exactly. So then we see Steven open up his advantage in the woods by himself. And so basically it was to steal a vote from somebody at whatever tribal council you want.
Yeah.
So that's... I mean, he was... pretty darn happy with that, with that advantage.
Yeah, and he even, like, recognized the difference between having an additional vote, you know, like they've done before, and being able to steal someone else's vote. Like, that's going to change so much.
Yeah, because, yeah, you'll cast two votes instead of one. So he says it's a powerful position. He doesn't have to use it tonight. He can use it whenever he wants. He's like, I'm definitely not using it tonight.
Oh, yeah, he's going to sit on that.
Yeah, definitely. So, and then we talk about people, you know, they're wanting to blindside Wigglesworth here. But if they're going to blindside Wigglesworth, then they have a lot of people that they're blindsiding because nobody else knows that this is going to happen and they don't know if they want to stir up the trouble. Mm-hmm. What did you think about the blindside with Wiggles?
Yeah, I mean, I think Jeremy was right. Now he's going to have to deal with going back to camp and all these people are going to be kind of, you know, kind of hurt somewhat, you know, and sort of betrayed. And I don't know. I think that's just another thing he's going to have to deal with, which I don't know if that's going to work well for him, you know? Yeah, because it's kind of losing trust.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that they pulled it off, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I really am, and that they brought Jeremy on board.
I mean, because, go Steven.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, Steven was like, he went over to talk to Jeremy and Spencer, and it seemed like they didn't believe him at first.
Right?
Which is weird, because Jeremy says that Steven's the only one that he trusts.
I don't think it was necessarily that they didn't believe Steven. Mm-hmm. It's that they didn't believe what the girls with the witches coven. Which, by the way, how come when girls get together, it's
they're
a
witches coven,
but if it's like men, it's a bros
coven?
Right? Exactly. It's like, but all of a sudden, if we come together to do something, witches. Then we're
which
witches.
Which we are right now.
So. Yeah, we are the witches.
Double bubble boiling trouble, whatever the hell it was. But, yeah, basically, yeah, he was hesitant with Steven because he didn't want to do the alliance with the three girls.
Mm-hmm. And also, he didn't know if the three girls were telling the truth.
Right, because they could change it at any minute. Mm-hmm. But who would they change it with? They don't have any other people.
I don't even know.
So basically, this was a Steven game tonight.
Oh, yeah. It was his show, pretty much.
A Steven show.
Yeah, he ran
the advantage.
It.
I guess Jeremy's a close second with the two girls. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. That's true. So then we move into Tribal Council. Nobody really knows what's going to happen. It was basically between Wigglesworth, Wentworth, and Sierra. Mm-hmm. We kind of knew that going in, but I wasn't sure what was actually going to happen. But, you know, Probst is asking all these questions, and everyone's saying, you know, I don't think tonight's vote is going to be as surefire as everybody thinks. That's what Sierra says, right? Mm-hmm. Which is basically, she didn't run her mouth this tribal council too much, so that was good. Sierra says, you know, we're going to play or get played. Joe says, get or get got, you know, so they have all these little terms that they're saying, and that nobody knows what's going to happen.
Are so cheesy.
I know. You're going to get or get got. I'm like, okay. All right. Really.
It has to be the hunger at this point.
I know.
Like, we turned into, like, second grader.
Like, play or get played. Well, what was Keith saying? He was like, I've only slept 2 hours. I haven't eaten in 36 hours or whatever the hell he was saying. Like, nobody's thinking straight. It's freaking pouring.
It's hard
freezing.
To think
and that
straight
thunder
when you're hungry.
And lightning.
Oh, my God.
It rains tough.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, it feels really cold and wet. And
yeah.
Horrible.
I was asking you before, like, because during the challenges we saw, they were completely covered in rain. It was freezing. And then I was asking, like, do they give you any, like, type of coverage when you go back? Yeah. Like, can you explain, like, the viewers a little bit about what you told me?
No, not really. You don't really get a lot of coverage.
Mm-hmm.
You,
like, on your way back.
Basically are out there the whole time, just completely exposed.
Oh, my God.
Even in the shelter, it kind of pours through. Mm-hmm. It just, it's nonstop. It's relentless.
So you're freezing, and there's nothing you can do about it until the sun comes
out. And there are some tribals that they had back in the day that they would be covered, you know, and now you see Jeff's getting rained on too.
Yeah, oh, I was kind of surprised.
yeah, but they take you back in like a boat. You meant? So some stuff like a little bit, but yeah. So you'd be freezing. It'd be so cold. I couldn't do that.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah,
it feels absolutely horrible, and you're already just so uncomfortable, and you know that you have no idea when you're going to get coverage.
Right. Oh my God, I couldn't do that. That's insane. But anyway, so we see nobody knows what's going to happen at this tribal. We have five votes for Wigglesworth. We have Steven, Jeremy, Spencer, and the three girls. So we have six votes. Spencer, though, we weren't sure. We didn't think that was going to happen.
No. I mean, Steven worked his magic, I guess, right? Because that was the only thing that really flipped him. Because it really seemed like Spencer wasn't going to be. He was like, no, you know, we should stick to what we have. But they're all making big moves now.
Mm-hmm. Which they should be.
Yeah.
I mean, this is it.
And then we have three for Wentworth and two for Sierra. So Wigglesworth goes home. So it was sad.
I feel bad. I feel like it came out of nowhere,
you know?
Like, because I know everyone was so excited. She's going to get her, you know, her second chance.
She's not really
she's
playing
the OG.
The game out there, though.
No, she isn't.
She's on a camping trip. I love her. She's a star.
Which I guess is kind of surprising. Like, why would you see her as such a threat then, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I think like, she's a physical threat. Nice
and, yeah, she's yeah. really, she's not really stabbing anyone in the back. She's right. kind of just going with the flow. Mm-hmm. And so I could see where you wouldn't want to sit next to her.
Yeah.
In a final three.
And we see at the end that she was not happy. She's like, you know, they're playing the game in a way that I don't like, so you guys can go have at it. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's been the case since the minute she started playing.
Right.
You know,
right.
it's just, she didn't like how the game has grown and changed and grown into this beast, mm-hmm. which, I mean, that's what it is.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So.
The new school.
What do you guys think about Wigglesworth going home? Let us know. Give us a thumbs up in the live chat. Thanks so much for watching. I mean, do you guys have anything else to say before we end this episode with the craziness?
I'm excited for the next episode.
Yeah. If you guys, if you had a guess, what do you think is going to happen? We can go into predictions, I guess.
Ooh. Predictions.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Prediction.
I don't think Joe's winning streak is going to last. I think he's going to lose, but I don't think that's going to get him out. You know, mm-hmm. I think he'll lose. I think someone else will win, but I don't think that means he's going to go home right away.
Right.
You know, I think he's still going to be able to play the game, hopefully. Mm-hmm. But that's just, that could just be wishful thinking.
Sure.
I could see another power move happening. I think the game is definitely at that point where it's starting to really change and turn. You never know what to expect. Mm-hmm. So I think some power moves are going to be made. People are going to realize that it's not as comfortable in your alliance as you thought.
Yeah. Mm. I don't know. Nobody ever
Jeremy's
knows.
He's going to use both of his idols for himself. You know? Or if he's going to maybe give one, you know, to use for someone
you
else.
Never know.
To keep someone in the game. Yeah.
Dang. Well, we'll be seeing a lot out of Jeremy soon, that's for sure. We don't have our usual graphic to talk about our fantasy teams, but we'll be sure to go on the YouTube, comment, tell you guys what's going on with the fantasy teams. I'm sure people will have been keeping up with it. So we'll talk a little bit about that there. But anyways, thank you guys so much for joining us tonight. It was so fun talking about Witches Coven, Survivor Second Chance. I'm Paige Bonanno. You guys can follow me on Instagram and social media at Paige Bonanno. And thank you so much, Monica, for joining us. Where can they follow you?
Me on Monica Padilla 7 on Instagram and Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And you can follow me on Twitter at Susanna_Kim and on Instagram at Susanna Kim.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.